This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He created the universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the only one with me. He sent his messengers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we will be speaking about the art of da'wah. And in this series about the art of da'wah, specifically, we will be speaking about the virtues of da'wah. And we will also be speaking about the wisdom that is needed in order to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the art of da'wah, or the practice of da'wah, or the job of calling people to Islam, is the best job that a person can have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes us, or those who call to His religion, as having the best words. He says in Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And who is there that is better than the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, of course, when you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to practice what you call to. So the best are those who call to Allah and act upon it, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and that they also call to Allah and they act upon it. And so, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the best deeds that a person can have. Why? Because it is the job of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being da'iyan ilallah, the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so a person who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also receives magnificent, or multiplies his rewards. Why? Because when a person calls to Allah, anyone who follows his teachings, or anyone who follows what he has taught them, then the people who are following them will get their reward without decreasing in their reward at all. At the same time, the person who reminded them or called others to that, they will also get the same reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiplied it and doubled that reward. And so, one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get a lot of reward, as long as the people who are following him or who have learned from him are practicing that. And so this ummah is also described as an ummah of da'wah. And this is the ummah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as the best ummah. Why? Because they have this characteristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. Indeed, you are the best of nations. You are the best of the nations. Why? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that has been brought forth for the people. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this ummah as an ummah that has been brought forth to call people to Islam, to call people to peace, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Calling towards that which is good, and also forbidding that which is evil. And thus, When you call towards that which is good and forbid that which is evil, this is the calling towards peace. Because when you call people to do good, then of course you're trying to keep the peace. And if you forbid people from doing all evils, then of course you are preventing people from harming others and calling towards peace. So this is the ummah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, the best of the ummah, the best of the nation that has been brought forth. And thus, this is a nation which is brought forth to call people to Islam based on la ilaha illallah, based on the belief in Allah, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So calling to Allah, calling to the way of His religion and to the worship of Allah alone. And as Muslims, we do not call to racism. We do not call because of tribalism, towards tribalism. And we also do not call to anything else except to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, calling towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered one of the best deeds that a person can do. And it is one of the characteristics of this ummah. The prophets and messengers of Allah, they all call towards Islam. They all call towards the Tawheed. They all call towards unification of monotheism, calling towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only God. And so, as a person who calls towards this, he has taken upon himself the job of the prophets and messengers. And thus, the job of the prophets and messengers is a very important job. And in fact, because they are the best of the creation. And calling others to Islam is also an indication that you appreciate Islam, that you appreciate this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. And if you're very appreciative of it, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your iman or your belief and your faith, you call to this religion also. And the prophets and the messengers and the companions and the scholars, they all took it upon their shoulders. Whenever they received this message, they felt the responsibility of conveying this message to others immediately. And so this motivation or this act that they did is the reason why we have Islam. The Muslims have Islam nowadays. And it is why there are over 1 billion people on earth that are Muslims. And it's because they have taken it upon their shoulders to propagate and convey this message. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever a companion accepted the message, he took it upon himself to want to carry this message to others and to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam convey this message to others. In fact, the cousin of Khadija radiyallahu anha, the cousin of Khadija, when he heard about this message, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave of Hira, immediately the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned home, and his wife Khadija brought him to her cousin. And her cousin, upon hearing this, affirmed and confirmed that this was the same message that was revealed to Moses. And when he heard that, he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is the same namus, or the same revelation, or the same inspiration that was revealed to Prophet Moses. And when he confirmed that, he said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon hearing this, hearing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had received revelation, he said, if I was still young, I would help you all I could. with all that I can, with all my effort, when your people expel you. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Awa mukhrijiyahum? Are they going to expel me?" And so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, he said, "Yes, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, the cousin of Khadija, he said yes, because there's not a single person who has come forward with this message except that he was expelled from his place or from his country." And so this was the sunnah or the way of all the other prophets, and Waraqa, being a person who was a Christian at that time. Awa mukhrijiyahum? Waraqa ibn Nawfal was asked by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Are they going to expel me?" And so Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he said, "No prophet has ever come, or no one has ever come with this message except that he was expelled by his people." And the reason why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so astonished, or he was so surprised, was because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known, he was known as Al-Amin. He was known as the one who was trustworthy, that never lied. And everyone in Mecca loved him. He didn't have an enemy in sight. Right now, we will stop for a short break. Inshallah, we will continue with the virtues of da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. Right now, we are speaking about the art of da'wah. And we were mentioning about the virtues of da'wah and how important it is in Islam and how much responsibility the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt and they took upon themselves to convey this message. There was a companion who came from Yemen, came from a place which the tribe of Daus, and he was the leader of the Daus. So he came from Yemen, and he was known as a very eloquent person. And he is amongst the nobles of the Daus tribe. And his name was At-Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi. At-Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi, when he came to Mecca, the Meccans were very, very afraid that he would listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that, they made sure that At-Tufayl ibn Amr did not meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before entering Mecca, they went and they met him and they warned him against listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so when he arrived, he was so scared, he was so afraid, that he put cotton in his ears so he would not hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say, so that he would not hear the words, because he was so scared, because the Meccans had scared him so much, because they did not want him to follow. And so when he came to the Kaaba and he was making tawaf around the Kaaba, he had his ears plugged up. But then he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting down reciting the Quran. And when he heard him read the Quran, he didn't hear at the beginning, but as soon as he had realized how foolish he was, he was saying to himself, he said, "You know, Tufail, you're a person who is very reasonable, very logical, and very wise, and very smart. You know what's good and what is bad. And so, why are you putting earplugs in your ears?" And so he's saying to himself that if it's good, then he'll follow it. But if it's bad, he knows it's bad, then he won't follow it. I mean, he has his own, you know, own mind to think. And so what he did was he took off his earplugs. And when he took off his earplugs, he heard the recitation of the Quran. He heard the Prophet sallallahu reciting it. And eventually, you know, he did not want to approach him immediately, because he had been warned so much. But later on, he made sure that he knew where the Prophet sallallahu was staying. And when he met him, he asked him who he was. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him that he was the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. He was a Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was ordered to call people to the worship of Allah alone. And At-Tufayl ibn Amr then asked him to read more of the Quran, because he had been affected so greatly. It was so beautiful and so eloquent. that he wanted to hear it again from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And upon hearing it, he accepted Islam and he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah." And when he accepted Islam, he stayed longer. He prolonged his stay in Mecca so that he could learn more about this religion and learn more about the message that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching. And so he prolonged his stay. And upon finishing, immediately, he felt the responsibility. And he said, you know, my people in Yemen, the people of Daus, they're very stubborn. And so give me an ayah, or give me a sign so that I can call them to. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. And in the end, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an ayah where his whip, when he would take it out, it would be brightened. It was light. There was light there. But the point in the story here is, immediately upon receiving the message, accepting Islam, he felt the responsibility to bring this message to his people. And he had just accepted the message. But as many Muslims, we have been Muslims all our lives. We have neighbors whom we know very well next door. We have co-workers. We have classmates. We have been many Muslims. You know, many of us have been Muslims all our lives, but we never feel the responsibility of carrying this message, of conveying this message to others. And this is something that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they felt the responsibility. They were not negligent in that. And if they were like us, if they took upon themselves the message and they kept it just like how we are as Muslims nowadays, then, you know, without propagating it, then, you know, if they did that, then we would probably not be Muslims now. If the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were like us, then Islam would not have reached us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, "Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anthir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahhir." Ya ayyuhal muddathir, ya ayyuhal muddathir, O ye who is covered up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came back from the cave of Hira, he was covered up. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to come out from under the blanket. In other words, time for rest is over. This is the time to go out and warn the people. Go out and give the message to the people. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. And thy Lord, magnify him. So magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning glorify Allah and magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Stand up and warn, and know that Allah is the greatest. Meaning, call to the way of Allah, realizing that this is an obligation and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And this responsibility that you're going to need to قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Stand up and warn, and thy Lord magnify. In other words, magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this job is a great job. And this job also will need you to give all the effort that you can give. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. And your clothes, cleanse it. I mean, in other words, this is literal meaning, but وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, the scholars of tafsir have mentioned that this is your akhlaq, your manners, and your appearance, and how you are perceived, and so forth. And so, cleanse your character. Cleanse your manner. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. Stay away from all sins. Stay away from shirk. And stay away from all that woe which will stain your character, or all of that which will bring you closer to shirk or to anything that was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. And do not ask or do not seek anything from more of this dunya, increasing of this dunya. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse or in these verses, this was the second surah, the second chapter of the Quran that was revealed. Allah ordered him to read and recite and mentioned to him, reminded him first in surah, in Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the chapter that was first revealed. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately told him to stand up and warn the people, stand up and give the message to the people. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, afterwards, he went also to the mountain of Safa, and he stood up and he said to the people, after calling them individually, one by one, mentioning some of the tribes and names of specific individuals, he called them to the place to listen to him and listen to what he has to say. And he announced to the people and he said, if I were to tell you that there is a cavalry behind that mountain, would you believe me? And they said, why not? مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَذِبًا. That we have never experienced a lie from you before. In other words, why would you lie to us now when you never lied to us before? You never lied to us concerning this worldly affair. And so why would you lie to us now? And so when he stood up, when they said that, you know, whatever he says is always truthful, and he's always been known as the person who's truthful, he called them and he warned them and he said, I warn you of a looming punishment, a looming and grievous punishment if you do not say La ilaha illallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up in Safa. And what's the purpose of it? The purpose of this is to get as many people as he can to listen to him. And so that's why he got up on the mountain of Safa, so he can propagate this message. And so this is the action of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately upon receiving revelation. And so we as Muslims, whatever we learn, we are ordered to propagate it. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. بَلِّغُ عَنِّي. Convey from me, convey what you have from me, even if it's just one verse. And so everyone, every Muslim should feel the sense of responsibility. Not everyone is commanded to be a khatib or a person who travels the globe or goes here and there calling to Islam. No, everyone is responsible to call people to Islam in their own right, according to their own ability. And so we should all sense this responsibility. We have run out of time for this episode, but hopefully we will see you in the next episode and the following episodes that are to come concerning the art of da'wah. Wa jazakum Allah khair wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.